Good morning. Today we're going to discuss the halachas of Al Hanisim as it relates to Purim HaMeshulash, which means when Purim in Yerushalayim falls on Shabbos, that's the 15th of Adar. So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that we say Al Hanisim. That's Purim. Obviously we say Al Hanisim on that day, and that means we say it both in the Shemona Esrei and the Amida, and also in the Birkas HaMazon. Al Hanisim, this is the day of Purim. But how about on Friday, when we are laying the Megillah, we're also doing Matanos LeEvyonim, and how about on Sunday, when we're having the Seuda, although Purim is on Shabbos, but we push off the Seuda to Sunday, we push off the Mishloach Manos till Sunday, so on that Seuda at least, shouldn't we be saying the Al Hanisim? So in fact, as we mentioned, Shulchan Aruch paskins that when it falls on Shabbos, when Purim falls on Shabbos, Yerushalayim, you say Al Hanisim on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, B'Shabbos v'lo b'erev Shabbos. We say the Al Hanisim on Shabbos, and that's going to include both the Shemona Esrei and the meals that we say Birkas HaMazon on, but not on Friday, despite the fact that we are having the Mikra Megillah on Friday, we're doing Matanos LeEvyonim on Friday. That is still not Purim. Accordingly, we do not say Al Hanisim on Friday, be it in a meal that we would have for the Birkas HaMazon on that meal or on the Shemona Esrei. But nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah continues that if somebody indeed did say mistakenly, you made a mistake, you shouldn't have said it, but you did say Al Hanisim either in the Shemona Esrei or the benching, we would not tell him to repeat the benching or repeat the Shemona Esrei. So don't say it, but if you say it on Friday, no problem, it's going to be acceptable after the fact. How about on Sunday? So in fact, the same thing applies on Sunday. Don't say the Al Hanisim, but if you did, if you said it in your Shemona Esrei, if you did in your benching again, you don't have to repeat either the davening, the Shemona Esrei, or the benching, but you shouldn't have said it. Now, in fact, there are poskim who are of the view that don't say it on that, so even on the Seuda on Sunday, meaning on Sunday we pushed off the Seuda from Shabbos, we don't have the Purim Seuda according to the Shulchan Aruch on Shabbos, we pushed it to Sunday, and we would think at least on that meal, in the Birkas HaMazon, we would say Al Hanisim. So in fact, we paskin, we do not say Al Hanisim, even in that meal. But nonetheless, there are poskim that are of the view, maybe yes, maybe you know, they have a suffix. And there are other poskim that say that if somebody indeed does say it, you don't have to rebuke him. In other words, you shouldn't, but it's not the most terrible thing. But in fact, the Kaf HaChaim says that instead of saying it in the main part of the Birkas HaMazon, on the Seuda, the meal that you have a Seuda, we're not talking about when you have Malav Malka, we're not talking about if you wash for breakfast, you're having a special Seuda on Sunday, because we don't have it on Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday. For that meal, says the Kaf HaChaim, that we don't say Al Hanisim in the main part of the benching, but the main part of the benching ends at Umikol Tuv L'Lama Yechasreinu, and then we start the Harachamans. And in fact, the Kaf HaChaim says, push off the Al Hanisim to after Umikol Tuv L'Lama Yechasreinu, say it together with the Harachamans. And therefore, it's not in the benching itself, it's not in part of the brachas of the benching. We finish the real part of the benching, push it up to that point. So that is the view of the Kaf HaChaim, and that is the psak in general, is don't say, even on the Seuda on Sunday, we don't say the Al Hanisim. However, there is that option to say it after finishing the benching, Umikol Tuv L'Lama Yechasreinu, put Al Hanisim in at that point. Just a couple of other points when it comes to the Seuda. The Piskei Tshuva says that Yesh Lishtada Ligmar HaSeuda, we should really make an effort to finish the Seuda and say Birkas HaMazon before Tzeis HaKochavim, because that Tzeis HaKochavim, the end of Sunday night, the end of Sunday, which is really the beginning of Monday. So we should finish the Seuda. Oftentimes, we continue the Seuda into night. Some people start right before Shkia. So that is not acceptable. That's not the right thing to do in Yerushalayim on Sunday. The Tashlumi meal should be in Sunday itself and should be finished, including the benching, by Tzeis HaKochavim, by nighttime. And the other point as a part of that is the Piskei Tshuva brings in the footnote from the Sefer Purim HaMeshulas of Rav Deblitzky that the Iker of the Seuda here is a Tashlumi. We're making up for Shabbos, and it should not be continued into Monday. And Monday is after, he says, Tzeis HaKochavim would be the cutoff. And certainly, the praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shiros V'Tishbachos that we say, that should all be done on Sunday, not into Monday. And if indeed people would extend the Seuda into Monday, so past Tzeis HaKochavim, they would not say Al HaNisim even in HaRachaman. Certainly don't say it in the benching itself, but even in the HaRachaman portion, now the benching, if it's after Tzeis HaKochavim, Al HaNisim would not be said. Have a wonderful day.